Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today is the day you all look forward to every month. The very, very popular spiritual medium, Laura Lee, is with us today, and I know how much you love when she's on the show because the switchboard fills up immediately. But if you want to take your chance and try to call in, you can call 424-220-1801. And other than that, we have plenty of people waiting to talk to Laura. And her website is mediumlauralee.com if you're interested. So let's get started because we have so much to do. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having
good
me
Good morning. Great to have you back. So what are we going to talk about today? It's the end of July. What's going on in July?
Well, July, at least in our neck of the woods, you know, is all about celebrating our country's independence.
That's right.
You inspired me during our last visit last month when some positive things have happened in your life, and I thought, well, this is the perfect time to talk about free spirit, you know, and those of us who have souls where we want to journey into the unknown territories, and how to recognize that part of your soul that is asking you and pushing you to go, you know, journey onto an unknown territory. And some of the suggestions that I've received from Spirit that can help prepare you and propel you along this path, because I know we all have that calling or that knowing something that
You broke up, Laura. Say that again.
That we're excited about the opportunity, but then at the same time we're scared, so we're reticent to move forward on it. And sometimes mm-hmm. we're thrust there, and sometimes it just evolves there.
Right.
Or both. And the biggest example that came to my mind when I was thinking about this a month ago, and it came to me, is, you know, that, you know, when we're kids, and the greatest example that comes to my mind is we lived in a small rural town in the Midwest, you know, surrounded by cornfields and some forests. And my parents were always like, you know, just, you know, stay within town limits on your bikes. Don't explore outside. Of course, what do kids do when you're told not to do something?
Right.
We take our bikes and explore outside those realms, you know. And it was just thrilling. At the same time, it was scary because it was something we didn't know what was on those outside you know, realms that we would explore and be out there. And it was scary and thrilling and fun at the same time. And we knew it wasn't something we were supposed to do, but of course we were given forgiveness at a later point. it's that place where we're just like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting, but it's scary at the same time. So that's where I'm talking about, is that cusp, that edge of where our soul is, like, you know, wants to push us over that edge, and how do we go about it? So that's what I'd like to talk about a little bit today. In honor of the Free Spirit, I'm going to dedicate this all to you, Miss Randy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, yes. And as we talked about before we went on air, this has been quite a frightening year for me, because so much was unknown, and it was quite scary. And I had to take a few leaps of faith because I felt propelled to do it and push past my fear and just go for it. And it did work out for me. And so, you know, when that happens, you learn that not to let fear get in your way, and to just go forth.
It's hard,
you know,
It's easier said than done.
It is. And then once you do it, you realize that there wasn't that much to fear anyway, and it helps you with the next time that you go through something like this.
Yeah, like there is no boogeyman after all.
That's true. So are you ready to start taking callers? Okay.
Yeah, let's take a caller, and then we can go back and visit, you know, some of the steps that, you know, we can talk more about this, because I know we've all got this part of our soul that is pushing us in a direction. And it's just like, how do I go about it? How do I get that strength? And, you know, but we'll talk more about those talking points later in the show. So, yeah, let's take a caller.
Okay. We have Mike at area code 480. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And love the discussion. Hello. Love the discussion in the sense of I just left my sales job. And the whole office thing that I thought I was mature enough to be able to do was absolutely soul-sucking, even though there was a potential to make, you know, like $500,000 a year. It was just, I was like, can't do this. So there's a push in another direction in regards to, and I believe the pieces are put into place. And I just kind of want to, and actually it's two different directions, but moving forward. And I just kind of want to get your input on that move.
Well, first of all, Mike, I got to say that do not ever negate your skill set from your previous work experience. They are going to come into great play in the future for you. Okay, so when you say, I know that you know, the past job was soul sucking, but the skill set is something you're very gifted at and very talented at, and have ability to even increase that ability and skill set over time, because you're going to have to. Okay. Your life's going to depend upon it, obviously. And I think you already know that to some degree. You know, Mike, I also get real quickly is another male figure that's very close by to you, you know, that comes down, I want to say, on your right side, so it's on a paternal side, of a father figure that stands close to you. And is there another Michael or Michael in the family other than yourself?
I don't believe, no.
Do you have a son yourself?
Nope.
Okay, well, for some reason I see that, okay, later on down the road. I just want you to know about that. But I also get a father figure who's standing there on the right side of you. Do you have a grandfather on the other side?
I both are, and then also my dad's kind of on the fence, I guess.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, but I mean, he's not well.
Okay, who is the war veteran?
Say again.
Who is the war veteran?
who is the I'm for some reason
war,
I didn't hear that.
The veteran of war, the war veteran.
That may be on my mom's side.
Okay, that's who I get actually. Well, then
okay.
Maybe so I thought that he's a father figure. All right, so he's coming close in. Okay, so he's the one who told me about another child with a son name. Okay, but here's the other thing. I also get, I see lots of communication around you, lots of writing that is going to come into skill sets and abilities for you to propel forward. And I feel like there's going to be more talking and communication. So I don't know if you've hunkered down and started writing. I don't know if these are proposals to begin other ventures and other directions as far as your own business is concerned, but I also feel like there's a writing and a creative sense as well. Does that make sense?
Well, it's funny you say that because I, through a friend of a friend of a friend, was introduced to an intuitive business coach, and he's like, listen, let's touch base, email me, and there's a reason for another conversation, and literally offered his services for free. And when he tapped in intuitively, he's like, the whole thing is, you know, we're not going to write a novel, but you're going to write, you know, these quick hit books, you know, 100 pages type of thing. And he's like, I'm going to help you to achieve this by the year's end. So it was just like,
wow.
Oh, okay.
That's what I see. That's what I see you. You're like working fast and furious, and then you're going to be communicating. So when I say you're going to write them, and then you're going to speak about them. And
that's exactly what he said.
Okay, so that's the direction I see. Even though you might be writing proposals for, you know, another business venture as well, I feel like it's going to go hand in hand with the writing and the communication. So that's what your, the father figure that is, coming into play here, because just like him as a, a warrior, you're going to be a warrior to a cause.
Wow.
Okay. So that's what these books are going to be about. All right.
Interesting.
That's what I get.
Interesting.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yes. Did somebody's birthday just happen within this last, somebody close within the family, on that side of the family?
My sister's is July 1st.
July 1st. Okay. There's your confirmation.
So I think that's the closest.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think one of my nieces, actually. I think one of my nieces on that was just a few days ago.
Yeah. I feel like, a free spirit.
Again?
Thank you.
I have one thing to say to you, Mike, because the first thing that you said to me about your job, how you tried to deal, to exist there, but you just couldn't. You may not know it, but I am an expert on narcissistic personality disorder and the abuse, and it certainly sounds like that might have been what was going on. Was there narcissism in the workplace?
I was only there, it was a big sales job for a big .com, and I started in March, and, I have a long commute. I live in California, and so I was willing to roll the dice and see if I could do this, to chase the money, to be honest with you. That was it. And it was just pretty much where they would just absolutely celebrate those, that were just killing it, on a monthly basis. And then it's just like kind of, well, don't you want to be like that? Oh, you got to become you so you can be like that. And I was just like, and being a little intuitive, I'm just going, you guys are so full of crap.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. It was like a boiler room attitude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just wanted to check with you.
Okay.
Yep,
but thank you for calling in, and good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, ladies.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 856, good morning. What is your name?
Hi, this is Laura.
What is your name?
Laura.
Oh, you're Laura, like Laura Lee. Okay, great. Good morning. What is your question for Laura?
I had a job interview yesterday, and I wondered if you see me getting the job.
Laura, job interview. I believe there's going to be a potential. Did they say something about a second interview or talking to somebody else before possibly deciding?
Yeah, the HR person mentioned it to me as I was walking out with her. Yeah, she mentioned that.
Okay, so listen, you're going to get that second call, okay? So this is what I want you to do. That was a confirmation to the message I'm about to give you, okay? So this is what I want you to do. Do you really, really want this job?
I do. I really liked the manager that I would be reporting to. I really liked her.
Okay. So I want you to go in there and visualize, you know, the next time you get this call, this visit, and you will, okay? And I want you to visualize and, you know, affirm that this job is yours, okay? Because there's quite a few candidates that are in the run for this, okay? And they all want it, and you really, really got to want it, and you got to tell them you want it. That's the key word. I want this job.
Okay.
I want you to be very confident, and you ask, you know, if it means prayer, if it means affirmation, you call it in, and you ask for that support, okay?
Okay. Do you know when I'm going to get the call?
I don't. I would say maybe, you know, the only thing I get is maybe in another week, maybe 2 weeks, okay? So in the meantime, keep yourself preoccupied. You know, you know what, Laura, the other thing that came across my mind real quickly, and just go with me here, did you play a sport where you kicked a ball like a soccer or something of that sort? Or who's played soccer around you, a kid or what? Because I see,
My brother used to play soccer.
Okay.
He played soccer in college.
Okay, he played soccer in college, okay. All right, because I feel like it was closely connected to you. Here's your confirmation. Okay? And that came from a motherly spirit that's standing near you. Okay? So there's your confirmation to the information I just gave you. Okay? So you got to hold it in your heart, because I feel like you're on a fence about it. Okay? So you really got to hold it in your heart, you know, and harness it in there, because I think, you know, there's some other people who are desperately wanting it even more. So just remember what I said, okay, when that opportunity arises, and give us a call back. Let us know what happened, okay? Or let me know over on my Facebook page. I'd love to hear back, okay?
Okay. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Laura.
Oh, good luck, Thanks. Laura. Good luck. Wishing you the Thanks. Best of luck.
I appreciate it.
So, okay, so let's take a little break and talk again about what we were talking about, Laura. Where would you like to continue with this?
Well, all right, so we were talking about free spirit and our soul's journey to into unknown territories, you know, that place
yes.
where we're on the edge and we're just like, we know it's a place we got to go, but we're like a little scared. So,
yes.
You know, the biggest example about my life where this applies so much is some years ago I came across a psychic when I first got into the business years ago. It was a young woman. I met this older woman who devoted her time to missing children, and she had all these newspaper clippings, and I talked to her a lot about it, and I felt that was an admirable way to use the skill set. And I thought, well, someday I'll devote my time. Well, that happened shortly right after the incident of me meeting her. I was thrust into it, and I was very scared. And so my point is that you know when that moment occurs, like my moment, I knew I was going to go down this path when I spoke to this woman. And I just knew in my heart that somewhere down my path I was going to be led there, but it was so scary because of some of the stories she told me. And so, you know, I took a baby step there, just knowing it was going to, you know, something was going to happen there. And, you know, God bless, something just came into my, you know, it was probably months later, something, an opportunity arose because I was on radio and I got a call from a woman who had her children taken from her. And, and you know, that stuff's heart-wrenching. So the thing is my point is one of the first steps that they suggest, you know, when I, you know, was meditating for spirit, is just take baby steps. Sometimes we already know what it is. And, you know, if it means reading upon it or joining a group or getting your toes wet, just like when an opportunity arises, you know, to take it, you know, regardless, and just at least to get your toes wet to see if and where that's going to lead. And so when the opportunity arose for me, I couldn't deny it. You know, I offered my services and volunteered my services as much as I could. And I learned something about myself and also that dynamic. The one thing I learned, and this is a good turning point during those time points, is I learned that working directly with the family was very heart-wrenching and emotional, and it really was a bias to my work. And we couldn't get anything accomplished because it was so emotional. So the next time it came around, I was dealing with law enforcement. It was a whole different experience for me. So all I'm saying is that when the opportunity arises to take that opportunity to read the book that falls into your face, you know, that somehow falls into your lap because you knew it was in that direction. So listen and follow those signs, and that will start you. That automatically will start you on your journey that you, you know, into unknown territory without you even trying. You know,
that's
it just
true.
Happens. It's starting to
that's
fall
true.
Into your lap.
The universe gives us signposts all along the way, and we can choose to, you know, look at them and go, you know, down that path or ignore it. But generally, when we follow those signposts, they lead us, you know, ultimate to the very best result. So I completely agree with you.
So pay attention to the signs, and they'll continue to come, I guarantee it, because it's something that your soul was put here on earth to do. And all of us have those callings, each and every single, whether it's to be the ultimate parent, whether it's to be a teacher to hundreds of children, whether it's to be a politician and make change in the government. I mean, it doesn't matter what level you are. Where you are in your life, we each and every one of us has a calling to do something while we're here during this time of our lives.
Right. And that calling can change, too.
Yes, it can. It can evolve.
Yeah. It can evolve. Mm-hmm. It can change. All right. Are you ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, this is area code 201. What is your name?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
My question.
What is your
today
question
is,
for Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Rose.
I'm currently single, and I wanted to know what do you see with regards to my love life?
Rose, you know, a couple things come to my mind real quick. The first thing that came to my mind, were you reading a relationship book of some sort recently, you know, about relationships? Or was it a romance book or something of that sort?
No, I haven't. I read online, though, but no, I haven't been reading a book.
Read online? Okay, because I saw you reading a book and I felt like it was tied to relationships, or have you in the past?
Okay. No, I haven't been reading.
Have you in the past? Are you divorced, Rose?
Well, no, I never got married, but I broke up with someone, yeah.
Oh, you just broke up with somebody. Okay.
No, not recently, a while ago.
But were you guys married? Were you in a long-term relationship and living together?
Yes, that was a long time ago.
Okay, all right. So this is what they show me. So were you reading relationship books at that time period during that split to try to understand where you were coming from in that relationship?
I guess. That was like 20 years ago, though. I guess.
you guess. Okay. I mean, I'm just wondering if that has something to play with it. Because I think something's going to come around for you very rapidly. But I think you have to put yourself out there more often. And I feel like you know, because of this dynamic that happened in the past, I feel like you kind of close yourself off from social events and social opportunities, whereas you could possibly meet potential bachelors. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I've been going out to singles events. I have been.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because if I don't, I won't meet anyone, so I have to get out.
So you have been going. Okay, that's
good. Oh, yes,
good.
I have a singles dance on Saturday. Oh, yes,
well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. Okay, so was there a long period there that you didn't do that then?
Yes,
okay. Well, that's what inhibited you for so long. So, congratulations that you're getting back out there. So I think the opportunity will occur for you, but I also see that there might be a connection with somebody that comes from online as well. Okay, so did you also know a Douglas, or have you known a Douglas?
No, never.
Okay, so you might want to put that name down, okay?
Okay.
Like a Douglas, Doug, okay? And I feel like he might be circling around. I think this, you know, that past has in preparation, has served you well, because I feel like the next relationship will be sustaining and it will be a long-term partner, okay?
Wonderful.
And as I say that, is there a connection to gardening with you as well? Gardening?
Who?
Gardening. Doing gardening.
No, I don't do any gardening.
Okay, well, I see this fellow does. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there's something associated to it, so why don't you put that down, okay?
Okay. Do you see that Evan is going to contact me soon?
Pardon me?
Evan, E-V-A-N.
I think you need to call him. Why don't you contact him?
Okay, you don't see him contacting me.
I think you need to contact him. If you're waiting for him, don't wait. Call.
No, I'm not.
Yes, it's a new age, baby. It's time to
know what is wrong. You can't contact them. They have to call and apologize. So that's what I'm going to wait for. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rose.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Okay,
and we have area code 908 that's been holding for quite a while. Good morning. What is your name?
Hello, beautiful ladies. My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show.
Hi.
Thank you.
Christina?
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. What is your name?
Tina.
Oh,
Tina?
Yeah. Yes. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Rob. What do you see in the future for us?
Okay, and what was it about Rob, Tina?
Just anything Spirit wants me to know.
Oh, is there anything? Let me ask you this, Tina. Was Rob raised by a bunch of women?
Yes, a bunch of women, a bunch.
Yes, okay, then I'm on them. Okay, I'm tuned in.
That's funny.
I mean, he's even got women in spirit all around him, okay? So that's why I see it. And I feel like, you know, you're a strong woman just like the women who were raised in his life, and he's drawn to that.
Yes.
So I think there's sustainability here, okay?
Okay.
See, he's still a child. They treat him like a child. And so, you know, I just want you to understand he's got that little immature side, that childlike side, but that's what's attractive of him as well.
I'm sorry, you say he has what side?
He's got that childlike, innocent side of him.
Yes, he does.
You know?
He really does.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, you're attracted to that. So, I mean, but on the responsibility front, he's used to the women, okay, taking care of him. So
okay.
I want you to be aware, according to what I'm understanding here, that if you're okay with that kind of dynamic, you know, just as long as you have your eyes wide open, you know, this has a sustainability if you're going to be the more responsible one.
But he's a millionaire, yeah. So that's okay. He can make the
What's
money.
That?
I can do the other. I say he's a millionaire, so that's fine. I don't mind the woman duties. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He's
right.
responsible in the right part, so that's good for me.
Right. Well, very good, very good. But that's not to mention that he won't do some things that are out of step and out of line. That's because he is a child. So that's what I'm saying about that. But I think this is really good, and that's one of the reasons why he's come in is because you've got that strong soul that he's attracted to, just like his family. And as I say this too, have you? There's something about one of the motherly figures in his life. You guys might rub. Have you met his mother?
She passed away a long time ago.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, he's not really close to the women in his family, but I am close to his godmom, but for the most part, he's a loner.
Okay, so you've met, his godmom?
Yes, I'm close to the godmom. Yes, I am.
Oh, and are you guys friends?
We live at a distance, but we communicate. Like, I get him to do things for her. I've been in the go-between.
Right. Okay, well, then it might be her. Okay, so she's a strong figurehead, though, in his life. More influential than you know. So, anyway, you guys, you know, are a strong front together. I just want you to be aware he listens to her like a mom, though, okay? So,
oh, good.
Yes, yes. So I just want you to be aware of that. And
well, she thinks highly of me. I mean, in my face. Do you see that she's saying something behind my back?
No, I just mean you guys are both strong women. You can have some, you know, friends, okay, that may be some conflict. And he listens to her 100%. So
yes.
I've just got to say, you know, that's the dynamics that come into play. But I think this is a long haul. And it might be a long journey for you guys before it's solidified. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, well, I would like for us to move together soon. Do you see that coming soon?
Yeah, I think that will be a step for you guys. But have you been off and on already?
Yes, because he travels a lot, but I don't mind. I don't bother him. That's why I'm asking
you
questions.
No, when I mean off and on, like you come together and then you quit your relationship and then come together again.
Well, no, it's just more of a distance with him traveling. So that's probably something going on within him.
Okay. Well, at the same token, I just got to say, in the long haul, I think you're going to get what you want out of this dynamic, okay?
Great. Do you see when we move together?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Tina. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
We have a caller. It's been holding almost 50 minutes, and I just want to try to slip this in real quick.
Okay.
Let's see. Come on. Okay. Area 443, I'm so sorry to keep you holding. What is your name?
That's okay. Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
And I have a question about my spiritual journey. I feel like I'm so close, but yet I'm kind of feel far away, and I'm very anxious, and I want to know if there's something coming up soon.
You know, Kathy, as when you said spiritual journey, you know what I got is a pendulum. I don't know if you've ever worked with. Do you work with one?
No, but I have them.
You have them. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have them. I strongly suggest you use them, okay, to help guide you on some level. You know how to use them, obviously. And part of it is, I also get a male figure that's very close to you, like a father figure that's guiding over you as well. And I feel like there was some love or connection to rural areas, outdoors, that might be passed down to you. Does that make sense?
Well, I love being outdoors, like gardening and being on the water.
Right, right. And so I feel like there's a relocation that's going to be part of this, more trips that are going to be associated with the outdoors. And I think this will help you get over that edge that you're looking and seeking to do as far as your, you know, the right steps. You say that you're really close. I think it's always constantly unfolding. I don't think there's ever a stopping point when we're talking about our spiritual journey. But I feel like that's going to bring you closer to exactly where you're going, okay? So I want to talk about that, okay? Also, real quickly, I see this father figure that's over on your other side. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like this is a person that you were close by when they transcended to the other side.
Was it my father?
Were you holding his hand, talking to him as he transcended to the other side?
Oh, no, that was my sister.
That was your sister. I see a man.
My cousin.
Okay, your cousin. I see a man, and it's just like you're sitting there talking to them. Was he like a father figure to you or somebody you looked up to?
No, my father was a father figure to my cousin, Tommy.
Okay. And your dad is on the other side as well?
Tommy's not, but my dad is.
Your dad is, right. That's all right. So that's what I want to say. Okay, your dad's overlooking you, okay? But he's drawing you to these outdoor areas, okay, and calling. So, and I also sense that you also have birds around you. Like birds are your, like, spirit guides, which are, you know, communicators from the heavens. So,
my mother just passed away, and they told me that she would come back like as a bird.
Okay, well, but pay attention to the birds because you got birds all around you. Okay, so I think that's a spirit guide. So maybe that's mom. Okay, so you going outdoors, working with a pendulum for more, you know, confirmation to some of your guidance, okay? But the outdoors is really going to help you just explode open, okay? And I feel like this might also mean a relocation for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we've got a couple more minutes to chat. So where were we with...
We were talking about free spirit, and you know, that a soul's journey into unknown territory, which we got quite a few calls during the hour about some people who are exploring those realms themselves.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
And I think we all are on some level, whether or not we know it consciously or subconsciously. One of the things that I channeled and I wrote down as a note here is, you know, when we're really, you know, if it keeps coming to you and it scares you and you keep trying to avoid it, but the opportunity still come around, ask for support. I mean, if it means physically asking for support, you know, talking to people who you know would actually in the physical world support you in that journey in some manner or some way or can give you wisdom, tap into those opportunities and you know, to give yourself some comfort. Also, it doesn't hurt to ask for the support from the heavens. I know, you know, when I was going down this path years ago as far as missing children, I was just like, you know, if this is something you want me to do, then show me the way, because I don't know how or what, you know, how to apply myself in those situations. And, you know, when I went through a personal crisis and came out unscathed with a perfectly healthy baby and myself and feeling so grateful, never so more did I feel more compelled to assist in missing children cases. And then opportunity arose where law enforcement overheard, somebody from law enforcement heard me over the radio and called me on a case up in Chicago, Illinois, to deal with a couple children that had gone missing. And I got to tell you, you know, it's so, so scary, so horrific to see what people do in this world, you know, because there is darkness out there. You know, I think I gained 15 pounds during that time period of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because it was just so scary for me to deal with. But I kept asking, you know, if this is still what you want me to do, then show me the way, you know. And every step of the way is shown. And then sometimes I got to tell you, there's moments where it's just like you have to take pause and stop and really reevaluate, oh, God, I don't know if I can do this. And those are those fear moments. And,
exactly.
You know, Spirit has just said that you're just going to have to do it. The only way to overcome your fear is just do it.
Just do it.
And I know that's not easy, but it's just like what you said earlier. Sometimes you just take a leap of faith, and when you do it, then you realize it wasn't so scary after all. Because, like, for instance, I just keep going back to the missing children thing. I had law enforcement standing by my side who is willing and ready to validate and confirm and actually go forward in a direction to support my vision. And that was amazing part of the journey for me, whereas I didn't have that from early experiences.
Well,
so,
okay, we're going to be out of time in about a minute.
Okay.
So I want to just take a chance, you know, take a minute to a few seconds to thank you again. And for those who are listening, Laura will be back with us on August 30th, same time, same place, 11 a.m. Eastern time. So, Laura, it's been great talking to you. We had some great callers today, and thank you.
Thank you. Can I mention real quick that I have a spirit salon September
18th. Real quick, because I don't want you to get cut off.
I know. Sunday, September 18th, and hopefully everybody can join me. You can learn more on my website at mediumlauralee.com.
Perfect. Everybody go there. All right, Laura. Talk to you in
a month.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. Bye. Bye.
Okay, thanks, you too. All right, so thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio Show host and author and Life Issues Counselor Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
But we can't wait to be